there's something we all have in common universally, and that is we will all at some point experience pain and suffering. Some kind of trauma that will take our breath away, causing us to spin, wondering, does God see me? You know, at the heart of everyone that suffers is this question in the title of my book. Does God see me? My book not only answers this question, but it brings along a cloud of witnesses to help us do so. It brings along Hagar and other unexpected biblical theologians who give us permission to ask hard questions of God when there's pain. It also weaves in my stories of pain and other women's stories from around the world to help us see God's fingerprints all throughout our healing journey. The beauty of this book is how it integrates a gracious interpretation of the Bible with therapeutic strategies to help readers, especially Black women and women of color, to discover a safe space to find their voice, receive healing, and walk toward transformation. Through my book, readers will walk away feeling validated and supported. Space is created to process, lament, and practice embodied self-care strategies. And those who suffer will feel hopeful, elevated, and empowered to continue on their healing journey with God as a traveling companion. Now, because we all have pain and suffering in common, we will all connect on the healing that this book is offering.
Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of bbtemple.org worldwide. Oh, what a special message of hope I have for you today. Suffice to say that we, both personally and collectively, as a church fam, have experienced trauma in our lives, yes? Yes. Well, in our Bible study today entitled, The God Who Sees Me, I am both honored and delighted to share with you fresh new insights from my former DTS classmate, newly published author, and dear sister in Christ, Jula Prevalon, from Haiti, isn't she lovely? On that hopeful note, let us first direct our attention to the book, the Holy Bible, shall we? O most exalted clicker boss, change that slide if you would, please. Thank you. Now first, before we dive into the scripture, sort of have to figure out what's going on, so we're going to look at that. Abram and Sarai, both now what we would call them senior citizens, though promised to be parents, there ain't no baby yet, and they've waited quite a while. So Sarai offers her maidservant, Hagar, to her husband, Abram, to expedite the blessing. You're going to help God out a bit. Hagar does conceive, but things quickly go south, and she flees from Sarai, where she then cries out to the Lord, who comforts her. Now, our scripture focus verse is found in Genesis 16th chapter, verse 13, here from the NASB. And it reads, "Then she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her. You are a God who sees. For she said, have I even remained alive here after seeing him?" It's not, there were some face-to-face meetings throughout the Bible, but mainly his holiness and our Unworthiness, not a good combination. But he reached out to her. He saw her and met her in her need. So let's go looking for clues. What's going on? Major clue, Abram and Sarai. Again, they had been promised. Abram was promised that he would become the father of many nations. And yet, you know, he has no heir. Yet. That will not be fulfilled until Sarai bears a child in the next chapter, when Abram is 90 and Sarai is 80. Yet it transforms them. It transforms Abram to Abraham, father of a nation, and Sarai to Sarah, woman of strength. Woman of strength. He was thinking of her in the best possible light. Love that. And we should be doing the same, right? Amen. But I digress. So here, what we're witnessing is the gracious intervention of our awesome Lord into what could only be called a hot mess situation. Yeah. Now, sometimes, granted, we can only blame ourselves. But there are other times it just happens. And now what are you supposed to do? I am so glad that you asked. So arise, O most valuable master of many clicks. Once again, it's time to do your thing. Thank you in advance. Thank you, thank you. So we're going to apply this now to our lives. And what a joy. What a joy to share some solid hope from Jula in her new book, Does God See Me? How God Meets Us in the Center of Our Trauma Healing, published in May of this year. You go, girl. And then on the cover, book covers, although Audible books don't technically have a cover, but here I'm reading from the cover. We all experience suffering in our lives. It may be domestic violence, sexual abuse, abandonment, racial trauma, or any other number of injustices. You can unravel the layers of pain and move towards healing. Amen. That is hopeful, hopeful encouragement. And she knows of what she speaks. Born in Haiti, she, along with her sisters, I believe she had four or five sisters and one little brother. They were raised by their grandmother until her parents were able to bring them to the U.S. once they got established here. So many of the experiences she had growing up in a new country helped really shape her into the champion for women worldwide that she is today. Now, Jula graduated with me from DTS in 2007 and began a journey that would include prison ministry here in Dallas and a trip to Africa to minister to women there. But it was the tragic loss of her nephew, then her little brother, Sonny, all in December 2019, that launched her own healing journey through this book. One of these things that we wonder, and she'd even talked in the book about beginning to write it, and it sort of languished. How many times have I started to write a book? But it was after this very traumatic event that she really found the strength and courage to finish it. And it is a masterpiece. You must read it. We don't have time to read the whole thing. And besides, I wouldn't do near as well as she does. She reads it herself. She reads her own book. Not even, I mean, goodness. That is talent. But I love what she says in chapter 15, Rediscovering Hope. She says that hopelessness is a privilege. Think about that. It's a privilege. And you're like, what do you mean? What she means is we have no choice but to hope. We cannot hope in the government. We cannot hope in people. But we can only hope in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. And she so gently reminds us, healing is a journey. It's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. It's not a sprint. It is a marathon. Oh, precious ladies of BB Temple, God sees you, and He loves you. He loves you enough to heal and transform you into a powerful healer of others for His glory. He is not going to waste that. He's going to turn it around and bring beauty from ashes. And I love how He does that. Again and again, I would love to see it happen in our lives. Amen. We can turn around and write books and give Him all the glory. I'm there. O most faithful clicker angel, please click away. Click away. And now, through her own not-for-profit organization by the name of Elevate Her. I love the name. Elevate Her. She continues to empower women worldwide with her healing message of hope. So read the book. Read the book. Buy the book. Buy it in print. Buy it on Audible. Buy it. And share it with others. Amen. Oh, precious peeps, precious ladies. And the men would be wise to read it too, not just for the ladies. So we all go through trauma. Amen. I just want to close with the prayer that she prays for us. And so my prayer for you is her prayer for us, that your eyes may see the God who sees you and take steps towards the healing He offers. And we praise you, Lord, and thank you for the opportunity to do that, not just for ourselves. He doesn't bring these things into our lives to waste them. He brings them in to mold us, to shape us, to strengthen us, to be powerful men and women and men of God, and to help others transform as well. What a joy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that opportunity. And we thank you. We praise your holy name. In the name of your Son, your precious Son, and our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.